It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, it is tea time, and we're starting things off. This was just heartbreaking news. Chicago-born musician Juice WRLD passed away early yesterday morning, suffering cardiac arrest at Midway Airport. He had just turned 21 years old about 6 days earlier. Emergency crews responded about 2 a.m. to a private hangar at the airport. His real name is Jared Anthony Higgins, and he was rushed to the Christ Medical Center in Oaklawn and pronounced dead at 3:14 a.m. in the morning. This is just devastating. There's no signs of foul play evident, the officers are reporting. And he just passed away so young. And he was just pretty much at the beginning of his career.
Yeah, he just, a week after turning 21 years old. And what an incredible story. Obviously, huge songs we play here on radio now, like Lucid Dreams. And I don't know. It always amazes me when kids are, he wasn't cut down, but just so young. Like, who knows what other music he could have done and made.
Yeah, an autopsy is scheduled for today. But, of course, our thoughts and prayers with he and his family. Dave Grohl, he's just the man. So he's with the Foo Fighters. He's in Las Vegas. He's performing Saturday night. And he did a little something special for a fan. He shotgunned a beer live on stage.
All right. Let's shotgun a beer before this night is over. Are we doing this right now? I'm gonna shotgun a beer right now.
He's just the coolest. I've never been to a Foo Fighters show, but everyone says it's like an experience.
Joe!
Yes! They cracked open their beer at the same time, and then after he got done, he's like, whoa! Surprisingly refreshing. Maybe that's what we need to do before our shows.
I would love to see you, me, Liv, and Pork Chop do a beer chug.
Yeah, don't forget Chloe Money. She's 21. Intern
Chloe.
Okay.
I feel like she would like put her pinky out there and sip it. I don't know if I could get her to chug it.
You know who would love to probably do that? Ozzy Osbourne. He's probably done that a few times on stage. Ozzy, we can't understand him, but we know him and love him.
I remember being in a club when I was out in London. Don't ask me where this club was. I've not got a clue.
Okay, I will not ask you then.
So Ozzy, this is pretty cool. He's offering a $25,000 reward to recover stolen gear. Someone stole gear from a music school in North Hollywood, and it's just trapped. So he's stepping it up. One of the instruments that was taken was this little kid's like first electric guitar.
What a turd. Who would take that?
There's a trumpet from the Depression era. I mean, a lot of really cool instruments someone stole. So he's lending, $25,000 to put up a reward. So hopefully the equipment and the instruments will be brought back.
Yeah, that's so lame. Who would do that?
Super lame. All right, I want to see if you like this. I kind of do, and I'm this is confession. Marilyn Manson scares me. It's just if there could be one opposite person to me in this world, it's Marilyn Manson.
I love Marilyn Manson.
Just not my vibe. But there's this cool mashup of The Beautiful People along with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas, and it's pretty dope.
Like what I'm hearing there. That's my Christmas. I love Dominic the Donkey. That was my favorite Christmas song, but now I think it's that mashup. You got me a little earworm in my hole.
You're welcome.
Hey, Liv the Web Girl, I know you were constantly on Murder Monday. Like, sometimes I think you're trying to kill people to get new content. What is coming up for Murder Monday today?
I'm going to be talking about the death of Dolores Della Penna. She was a high school graduate who went missing and was found dead.
All right, Murder Monday comes up in less than 10 minutes. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.